suppose it goes all the way around, does it? I don't know if it does.
No, I don't think it does.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
I'd piss in trousers.
Fucking old taste in trousers. I think he's been playing golf, hasn't he, or something?
I don't know. I hope so, we're safe.
Well, he had that golfer picture on the wall, didn't he?
Ah, did he?
I presume so. No,
or maybe he's going to play golf later.
They are nice houses.
Mm.
I don't think I'd like to live.
Go on.
I don't like big estates like this.
I'm not sure.
Where are you going,
Jeff? I don't know. Well, Sam Pudgy, yeah, as though that's playing view close as well, though. Isn't it?
Yeah,
they are nice
houses. I had to live on them. Look, just tell you
who's house it reminds me of. Neil B***'s ex-Everton player.
Alright. It's just City now, isn't it?
It's exactly the same as his house.
It's alright for a couple. If I had kids, there's nowhere to live here. Nowhere to fucking go for little kids.
It's exactly the same as his house, though.
I should only use a fucking one of those.
Yeah. Try a little headshot of them.
If the house is now worth £125,000, they made a £14,000 profit, then I suppose the mail will be that happy. Well, I don't know what they're looking for.
I don't know what they're looking for.
I suppose they will be happy because they're Conservative paper. They looked like just looked like some JCBS minister, didn't they?
Yeah. Didn't want to give his wage away though, did he?
No, did he? Yeah. But he's on a lot more than that. I don't really like asking people, you have to ask them. I don't know. I'd tell people. Doesn't really bother me.
Like,
some people
are more than
people
to pay. It depends in what sort of area. I mean, you know, I don't think I'd tell anyone public because then news team would know what we paid and.
I hate news team. I've got that age of four again now. Fucking hate the bastards.
You were going to work for me at one point, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was absolutely skint. I was on my knees, Gav. And I didn't. They offered me and I turned it down in the end. I said yeah, and then I changed my mind as soon as I got out the fucking door. Have you ever been in an office?
No.
Shit!
Not.
So dirty.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah. It's big in there, isn't it? Well, different design, different structure.
Well, I've been in the Daily Mail's office, presumably it's pretty much the same.
Once I got there and offered me it, and I went home and thought about it, actually thought about having to work for them. You know, I was just to do a story for them. Decided I couldn't do it.
Fuck, well, shit on occasionally.
Just couldn't do it. Simple as that.
Shit.
South Burnham's a lot greener, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice place. Grand Iris.
That's
right, it's nice if you've got money.
Yeah. Calls against the Preston.
No, I don't think so.
Your dad going?
No.
Listener?
It'll probably be really shit. A load of knobs there.
And it'll just disappear up to you, then, okay?
Yeah.
I thought I'd have gone if I had a girlfriend.
You can always find a woman rich. I'm sure you can find any woman who'd take a hotel room for the night. 3-4 course dinner and a dance. It's a good deal they've got.
Cheap here, 40, yeah.
35.
For two?
No. £35 for a 4-course meal. Stay over and breakfast the next morning. It's pretty good. Isn't it?
It is good. I missed a little bit of it. Did Andy and did Steve McDonald and his dad have a meet up? The rape smash
Charlie with everybody in the place. Looks like they're mad at him.
What did he do?
Not a lot. He'd been to the police. Andy himself in.
Oh, dickhead.
And from the movie The Addams Family, it's the Addams crew from the Hammer. Up 3 places at number 3. He's still.
I wondered where they were, actually.
Was that cheer because I mentioned the conference centre, or just that they were a bit late?
Well, we thought you mentioned Leeds United, actually. Oh, not boring, no.
Quick, get on.
Never boring. We're never boring. Got to mention the team, shall we?
Oh, they could get cut off here.
Yes. You got. They
got boring. They actually wanted to mention the team.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that the new Inn, Otley Road, Harrogate, are in the penalty box for at least 20 seconds while we go across now to the Golden Cross Inn, which is Harpington Evesham in Worcestershire, and say hello to Joyce Yeo.
Correct,
Dave. Yeah, that's a story right, there.
Yes, you have.
I've always said that I did not want the word yo to happen on this programme, and now we get a punter with a name, yo. Spelled
Y-E-O. Y-E-O, that's right.
So have you been turning your heads when kids go past on skateboards?
Yo! What's happening, man?
I try not to.
Oh, that's good. Joyce, you sound very interesting so far. The boring meter may not go off for you. The Golden Cross Inn, what type of place is it?
It's a very pleasant village public house.
Mm. And Harvington, is Harvington actually in Evesham or around the Evesham?
It's a village on the outskirts, about 4 miles away.
Do you want to name your team then?
Yes.
Chris and Andy Pedro, Colin Till, Mark Scott, Jim Smith. I thought the story even though. Good idea, it wouldn't work now. I don't think it would. Try and get someone maybe related or somebody to slam blind date.
So yeah.
To slam blind date, saying it's a vehicle for couples to get together and marriage at convenience because you know the blind date will pay for them. There's another couple getting married now, they just fucking met. No, I'm planning to get married in 6 weeks.
Alright, Joyce, can you still hear me?
There's some people who do.
Alright, so
me, just get married because there's a man named Peter.
The question is this. According to recently published figures, what is the total number of cars owned in the USA? Alright, that's the nearest the ball question today for you two.
Christ.
According to recently published figures, what is the total number of cars owned in the USA?
We need the population of the USA.
We shall go to you first, Mike.
Tell me a guess at it.
Well, we've gone for 150 million.
$115 million. And Joyce,
I'd say 220 million.
I'd say about 115 million.
The number, according to recently published figures, of cars owned in the USA is 139 million.
It's a lot of fucking cars, Alex.
And 40,000 or 41,000.
I thought it'd be more than that because Detroit, you know, kids in like states own them when they're 16, don't they?
It does seem that the new inn, in spite of setting off the boring meter, are actually first up to the hockey. So good luck to both teams. We'll start you off with your double top if you're ready.
Fine, yeah.
Okay, Mike. Your question for 40 points. Name the 1989 family film about families starring comedian Steve Martin.
Any law? Parenthood.
The lights are slow,
isn't it? Get that one out of the way, Joyce.
Oklahoma!
Yours.
If it wasn't against the law, if it was their fault, I would do. I'd just ride up the clipper.
Lake Superior.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Okay, I'm looking, you can see this guy and the smoke is on the line.
I've never seen like that before.
Sometimes come out from Dean, Eddie.
Look at that, that's horrible.
Not quite as bad as that, though. Not coming from mid height, you know.
Yeah, just wild, that is. 57
points. Which organs of the body? Often I get home, she walks around the living room after 3 minutes. Shit that comes out.
Which organs of the body are directly adjacent to the adrenal glands?
Your ears.
We go for kidneys.
Kidneys.
Fucking hell. That's a good guess, I suppose.
Well done, up in Harrogate. Right, Joyce at the Golden Cross.
Harrogate, your brother might be there, Rich.
Yeah, as long as you're FIFA universe today.
It's Philly there, no.
Bramley now. Bramley in Leeds. He's in Leeds.
Did you get ready to meet Bramley apple pies?
I don't know, I think that's someone else.
Both teams are poised. appears to go for the
East Elms.
And the new inn, Otley Road Harrogate, gets the first crack at it. After this, Chris Ricker.
I love baseball. It's a great game. Do you come over to me and play rounders that day?
Forward, really quick. Nice. Back in time for Christmas and stuff.
Well in time.
We have the two teams, the new in
Oxford. It's 11 o'clock, isn't that? Yeah. That's when we do it anyway.
Well, even seasons at the moment, however, slightly more
I'm
even
back in time for these.
Are the new in because they got nearest the ball. So they get the chance to go first. Both teams ready to go for the ball. Mike.
Yep.
Do I assume you're going for it?
We are.
Okay, well, whichever team gets the bullseye question will be playing against the Seabirds from Flamborough in the final in about 45 minutes from now. The question, then, for the bullseye for your team, Mike, is this. Which is the second most widely spoken language in the world?
No, English.
Which is the second most widely spoken language
in the world?
It
probably is English, isn't it? Isn't Japanese first or something?
Spanish, Dave.
Spanish.
English, I'm sure it's Chinese is first.
Welsh. Who said it was Welsh? Hey? French banded about in there. Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah.
The second most widely spoken language in the world is English.
Yeah. No.
And you know what the first is?
Japanese.
There are
495 million English-speaking people, but there are 845 million Chinese-speaking people. It's
We thought that was, we brought out an album.
Oh yeah.
Hiya.
You've been waiting long. Oh come on, baby, 4 minutes.
5 minutes.
Four.
4 minutes.
You've been waiting long. Bag, babe.
Magazine.
What magazine?
Grocery.
Do you buy any bread?
Yeah.
Oh, the. We've not got any, have we? I was going to buy some that I thought you usually buy some, so.
I was going to. My job completely forgot about it until I got back to work.
Did you phone me or not?
Had you phoned? Well, I didn't know if you'd phoned after I'd rung you or before I'd rung you. I said, because I got back and then said, oh, Gaz said, will you ring him up? And I said, oh, when were that? And she goes, just after you'd gone to the bank. And I said, oh, well, I've just spoken to him. Why did, had you rung me afterwards?
Hey?
When did you ring me? Did you ring me before I rung you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. What are you saying? What did I ring you?
Because I thought you were returning my call.
No.
Well, I've been out all afternoon, so I wondered if you'd phoned in this afternoon.
No, that was the first time I'd rung.
So I rang you, and then Lynn says, yeah, I'll get to call you, and then you rang me back. So it was as though Lynn had given you the message to call me.
No, I rang on the way back from the bank.
You're very cute.
I know I am. I try. I'm very tired.
Are you?
My legs are extremely tired. Cheryl threw a sickie, so there's only 5 of us in.
How many is there meant to be?
Cheryl's 6.
One person makes a lot of difference.
Does it?
It's just as long as we weren't very busy. Go see what Terry and Lindsay are doing.
Certainly will.
another ride magazine, but only because this one had a special supplement all about the Alliance in Leicester, explaining about mortgages and everything.
Oh, right.
But it doesn't go into it very thoroughly, but you can send off for like an information pack.
All right.
Will do.
Yeah, may as well.
And telling you like how much, how to get gauge how much money you're going to be able to take out on a mortgage.
Yeah.
Or a mortgage. This one, I think it's an endowment or something, I don't know what that means, but you've got to be able to give 5 to 10% as a deposit.
Yeah.
Is that what an endowment mortgage is?
It's a lot of money.
No, it is.
So you've got to find like something like 4,000 quid.
I know.
Oh, there's been a crash. So busy looking at it, they're not even bothering to try and get out of the roundabout.
And that's how crushes are caused. What time do you get home then?
About 2:15.
Oh! And was it cold when you got in? Oh, I'm a little low.
But I went straight out again. Went to the pub.
Oh. What if I'd known? You should have said you could pick me up because you've been to the pub.
Why?
Well, I just meant you haven't had anything to drink apart from shandy.
Oh, I've just had 2 shandies. I was very rich.
Oh. You can have something to drink and walk and let me know.
It doesn't matter. It makes more sense to me picking you up, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it means I can cook your tea for you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At a decent time.
Yeah.
You can come tomorrow.
Come on, I usually help. I thought you were cooking a meal tomorrow.
Well, I haven't really got anything in, have I?
Yeah. I'm not bothered about a meal anyway, babe.
No, I'll bring up eating
now. Well, it still can be nice, but we don't have to have like a big posh meal, do we?
I might cook one on my day off.
Yeah.
It's only because I didn't get anything this week.
I've got to go into work tomorrow, by the way. Alright.
What time?
In the morning sometime.
Early morning, mid-morning?
Well, nearly I'll go in, I could come home.
True.
It's up to me, I've got to get
something to do with the express?
No, I've got to get this Daily Mail stuff done that I did today.
Oh.
Besides, I've got to see what happens on a Sunday morning anyway, because I often miss out on a Sunday morning.
I often miss out on a Sunday morning. We often meet out on a Sunday morning.
Come on, when you met me, you knew damn
yes,
well what
I
did.
I know.
Silly couch, just sneak up here. It's one lane, love. One lane, and that means one lane, one lane. Therefore, that means I'm going to squeeze you out. Do you know where Terry Lindsay's now?
Yeah, I might as well. That's a bit of a map.
That's up to you. It's either that or we have tea like straight away. Go in and just put tea on straight away.
What, and then go up later?
You know, yeah, and go up as soon as we finish tea.
Oh no, let's go up
now. I hate it when we sit around and sit around.
I never sit around, I'm always first in starting to
I said...
tea. What?
Nothing. Got the argumentative head on, you just couldn't take once, you know. The simple thing to say, but you know, you couldn't take it. The fucking hell are you doing? Okay, I love you, know, I could have parked a bus in there sideways.
Well, why don't you just go
to here,
actually?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Shut your neck. I don't know, you're probably going to start an argument, so don't bother.
Eh?
You're probably going to start an argument with whatever you were going to
actually,
say.
Actually, yeah, probably. Why not? I'm going to add up for about 30 seconds. I don't think they'll be in, I don't think Lindsay will be in, Terry might be.
Oh, we'll see, won't we?
Yeah, I fancy going out anyway, I don't fancy sleeping Terry in this flat all night.
Oh, no, I wasn't planning on going to Terry and Lindsay's all night.
Even if Lindsay's not going out, I'm going to go out. unless you don't want to go out.
I'll do anything.
What would you like to do?
I'm not bothered.
What
would your preference be? I'm not bothered.
Bothered.
We could always go to the pictures and come back to ours or something.
Yeah, it's up for nothing doing. Might have made arrangements for Joe's birthday.
Oh, that's true. Should we go and
bearing
see?
Bearing in mind she isn't about to party.
No, but bearing in mind she's talking to going out. They're saying that they're going to go out Monday night for it, aren't they? Hey?
Oh.
What are you owing at?
Oh, no.
Well, she might. She might. I don't bother, I don't even know what's on, not just a suggestion. Besides that, unless you want to go to the Cox.
Hmm.
You don't like it, do you?
Mm-hmm. Well,
what else is there to do? Let me in your pocket with you. You might not be in. Of course, somebody is. What you usually do. I'm watching, I'm tiptoeing. Working this morning?
Yeah.
It's a little microphone, Terry.
Is it? Yeah. What have you been doing?
Ah. What's wrong, Terry? Terry, don't worry. You don't use it for anything. You can talk. You'll be famous, Terry. You working today, Terry Teal?
Did you wear it when you went to see that couple?
No.
There's
about
something to say about it.
I could do, but I didn't want to. I'm just choosing when I wear it and when I don't.
I've had a very.
Have you? Went to the pub this afternoon with Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was I, but we finished about 2. Went down the Cox. Just took life easy. With Gabri's caramel.
What did you do last night? Did you stay?
Nothing.
Did
you go out?
Craig and Joe came round.
Did they? What are you doing tonight?
No idea. No idea. Hey! Where's the cat book gone? tidying
up.
No
fucking shit.
No, that you're still on it.
I thought there for a split second. Come and sit here, Tom.
Come and sit here. Come here, my little one.
What did you enjoy Baywatch, Terry?
Put that one instead of mine,
yeah. Yeah, that is the best part of it. It is rather good for that.
Oh, put that fluffy one. I don't like fluffy kids. Long head.
Do you realise when we get married, Lindsay will get us a cat for our wedding present?
Two! No, but it's a teapot.
You're a miserable sod, aren't you? You'll never let me have a pet, will you?
I will.
Do you want a cat?
You can have a goldfish. I'm not visiting you.
I want a dog.
Listen to this.
A dog, yeah.
Spaniel. I love them, Terry, I think they're nice. Oh, that or Labrador.
Yeah, did you read that? And it's the same with short hairs as well.
Spaniels like, or dogs like in general? I quite like a Labrador, actually.
They're lovely they've got horrible faces. They're lovely when they're kicked.
Either a Spaniel or quite a big dog.
Hello.
You what, Terry?
No, you've got to see them also.
Yeah, I know, but I like dogs, Terry. I like them a lot. Hey?
Yeah,
I'll give it to you.
What is it?
I mean, knackered by the time it gets down to the cocks, Terry, from here. They'll say, fucking hell, don't tell me Terry again, he walks too fast.
A really
weird name, I think. That's like Zoe. That's like... Hello. Hello, little kitty cat.
Oh, they're cute, aren't they?
Mm.
Look
at that, it's like a bad puss. Tell it, Liz. Those are cuties. Fancy an ice cream, fellas? Yeah. First of all, tonight, then the
boring
thing. See what, Terry? It's not for Scarborough, is it?
English, England. I'm going to Scarborough in a couple of weeks, Gavin, cheeky bastard. Alright, have you been?
I have actually.
What did you think?
I don't know, I was only about eight. All I can remember was having a pickled onion and your sister stabbed it with a fork and the middle shot across the room. The funniest thing I can remember about Scarborough.
The only thing you can remember about Scarborough must have been the highlight of Saladin.
No, I can remember we were in the motorbikes on the cliffs as well.
Look, those Turkish cats that are into swimming. Oh, look, short hairs.
Yeah, it's a pilsner.
Do you know why? Oh,
yeah, awesome. Aren't those beautiful blue Burmese? Gorgeous, aren't they? That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
so, isn't that a beautiful...
Oh, no, they make that dog walk on the ceiling.
They must start the advert
and
from
that's
the
end.
They do.
And
they do everything backwards.
They speak backwards, don't they?
Yeah.
And then they just do it over the top of it.
But I wonder how they get the dog to walk on the ceiling.
This special is key character.
Really good, isn't it?
This is for shows.
Do you think it's really a special dog, Terry? Uncle Terry, is it really a special dog that walks on the ceiling? So Uncle Terry's telling me that there's a dog that walks on the ceiling.
Well, he's a lion. Look at that.
Be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Take it down the cocks.
Would you like one of them, Gavin? British blue short
hair. No, I don't like cats like that.
Don't you?
Oh no, is it like, has it got like, feel like velvet?
Yeah.
Is it one of those, yeah, I like them. I don't like the ones that have got, you know, like, almost no hair. If that's one of the ones I think it would be, like, feels like velvet, but there's some that
oh my God,
have almost got no hair, like the one that lives in our old house.
I like tabbies. I like tabby.
What was that one called that used to live in our, where the flat was, babe? What kind was that?
Spotted. British spotted short hair. I don't like those.
I just like big ginger and white ones like my cat.
That must be what Jemima is, a British bi-coloured short hair, wasn't she?
Otherwise known as a Mongol.
No, it's not. Look at my... Horrible. Yeah, it's awful. My little jacket's stuffed. Oh, look at that one. But wish you were here. You are home guide to traveling abroad. Fighting the good that looks like a typical cat basket. Kitty cat cat. Why your hair? Those are.
That was a bit like that thing, but it was bald and it got a bad judge back a couple of weeks in the
other singing is another worship feature. Those are the concepts of the worship. That's lovely, that is. Mm-hmm. Isn't that lovely? You'd like one of them, wouldn't you? Little white.
Oh, it's too thin, it's got a pointed face.
Oh,
oh, that's
lovely. Yeah, I think so. They're lovely, aren't they? That cat's Lila. I would like a purple cat. Yeah, he is, isn't it?
Oh, no, they've got three old grannies. I hate it when they have three old grannies on. Look at them. The viewing figures must go down by half now. Seriously, they must.
I'm not sure.
I tell you, the viewing figures will go down by half. As soon as there's three old dears, it'll be like, oh, see what else she's on, love. Oh, it looks like a bat.
That's like the ones on the telly, because I think
it's
like a bat.
It is. Where'd you get the book from?
One of the clients. Look at that one. Look at that.
That's cute.
But you didn't go to Safeway to get one of those dips, did you?
No.
You didn't. Look at
that. No, did you ask?
I said yesterday.
Oh, you did actually.
I did actually. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Good hell, she looks a bit well, doesn't she? 84. Yeah, she's well for 84, isn't she? She's off her head, she is.
You're valiant.
Hold the cat firmly but gently, you don't like it, so you're feeling down. What are you doing tonight in your hair? What are you doing, Gav?
I'm bothered though.
I spoke to Nate and Joe at Copley about wearing a flag. Don't be proud tonight, all you girls. Now I know you're retired as well, but what did you do when,
I worked in a proper job for a long time, and I've also been a housekeeper in the hotel.
I'm not bothered, babe. Do whatever you want to do. do you want to do?
Your favourite place, I believe, in the whole world.
Go out, Cap Bloodstain.
You could take
any man. I haven't been out since New Year's Eve.
That's not my fault, I don't keep you chained to the bed.
What
only when you want to be.
You know for that one drink the other night? When you gone, Lindsay said, why didn't you take me?
Well, what when we walked down at 11:25?
When you
His name's Sting. Sure, babe. Umpul Dink. Umpul Dink, eh?
Just like to call twirly.
Oh, what, he's a lovely dear man. Twirly. I love the way you said that. You dyke.